Thank you, everyone. I'd like to declare the special council meeting open. So first order of business is declaration of opening. The Shire of Gingin would like to acknowledge the Yuwit people who are the traditional custodians of this land. The Shire would like to pay respect to the elders past, present and emerging of the Yuwit nation and extend this respect to all Aboriginal people. The Shire also recognises the living culture of the Yuwit people and the unique contribution they have made to the Gingin region. I encourage all councillors to speak with a loud and clear voice during debate. I would also like to remind councillors that if they propose an alternative motion or an amendment to a motion which is subsequently carried, then they must also provide a reason for the alternative or amendment for inclusion in the minutes. Alternative slash amendment motion forms are available in your desk drawer. Record of attendance, apologies and leave of absence. Attendance is being recorded. So that's all done. Apologies is Councillor Johnson. Unfortunately, he's attending to urgent business of her family nature in Perth. Leave of absence, I have nil. And point three, we move on to the election of Shire President and Deputy President. In accordance with Schedule 2.3 of the Local Government Act 1995, an election of the office of President is to be undertaken as the first matter dealt with at the first meeting of the council after an ordinary election day. As Chief Executive Officer, I am to preside at the meeting until the office of President is filled. The council is to elect a councillor to fill the office of President, and nominations are to be submitted to me as Chief Executive Officer in writing. I have received two nominations for the role of President. One from Councillor Frank Pesca and one from Councillor Wayne Fuster. These have both been acknowledged and signed for acceptance, so they have been accepted by both councillors that they are willing to take on the role. I now call for any further nominations. Okay, none further coming forward. Okay, so being the close of nominations, I advise I have received two nominations for the office of President, have been received and accepted from the following councillors, which is Councillor Pesca and Councillor Fuster. As there is more than one nomination to fill the office of President, in accordance with Clause 4, brackets 5 of Schedule 2.3 of the Local Government Act 1995, councillors are to vote on the matter by secret ballot as if they were electors voting in an election. The ladies are preparing now, and I will authorise the ballot papers in alphabetical order of surname so that the election can occur. Whilst that is being prepared, I'd like to also invite Margaret Greenwald again, JP, to oversee and scrutinise the process if you don't mind. Thank you very much. And I'll show you the box that we're going to be using in a minute. So obviously, councillors, write the number one in the square next to the name of the candidate you wish to vote for. Place your completed ballot paper in the ballot box, which is positioned, which will be just around the corner there to make sure that you're not overseeing when you're actually casting your vote. So I will ask every one of you to, when it's time for you to vote, to step through just behind Meredith there on a little corner table there, to fill out your ballot paper and then slip it into the box and, excuse me, then we will process the ballots after that point in time. I'll let you know when we're ready to go. Sure.
Oh, it was on FC.
Excuse me, Margaret. Okay, thank you. So we'll now start passing the ballots. So I'd like to start furthest. So, Councillor Stewart, would you like to come forward, please? There is a pen available. Listen into the ballot box. Sorry, it's been amazing to be here. Thank you. Councillor Fewster has received 5 votes and Councillor Pesker received 3 votes. All confirmed by Margaret, our JP, who scrutinised it all and assisted me with it, so that is confirmed. So I'd like to congratulate the Councillor. Schedule 2.3 of the Local Government Act 1995 and Regulation 11F, the Local Government Constitution Regulations 1998, I hereby declare that the following nominations were received. I've done that. Sorry, I missed a few bits. President-elect to come forward and to read aloud and sign the declaration form forms. Oh, I missed a bit here. Not that it actually really matters. So following the process begun to show President, I now invite the President-elect, Councillor Fewster, to take his seat as the presiding member of the Council of the Shire of Gingin and to conduct the election for the Shire. Sorry. Yes. Once he gets sworn in, he will come and take his seat as the presiding member. Sorry, I'm skipping ahead here. When you miss a bit, you tend to miss a lot, so my apologies.
Okay, I, Colin Wayne Finister of Leonard Ashby Road, Leonard Brook, have been elected to the office of President of the Shire of Gingin, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly, and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people of the district according to the best of my judgment and ability. And will observe the Local Government Rules of Conduct and Regulations 2007.
Being elected, that results in working. Congratulations, I look forward to working with all of you, and I think I've made it clear over the past few years, if anyone's got any Questions, please don't hesitate to contact me or whoever the deputy might be. We've got open door policy, we more than happy to talk about anything we want to talk about. Conscious of what has been put out in the media, I guess, or social media the last couple of months, we have got a good council and have had a good council, and I just hope that continues. We work as a team. I don't expect everyone to agree all the time. That's just not how it works. We all have disagreement, but obviously we need to respect each other's opinions and respect decisions as well, so I encourage that. So thank you all very much. In accordance with 2.3 of the Local Government Act 1995, the election of the office of Deputy President is to be undertaken as the next matter dealt with after the President is elected at the first meeting of the Council after an ordinary election day. The Council is to elect a Councillor to fill the office of Deputy President, and nominations are to be submitted to me as President in writing. I have received two nominations for the office of Deputy President, being Councillor, first one Councillor Frank Pesca, and second one Councillor Linda Balcombe. Do the councillors accept these nominations?
Yes.
Now, are there any further nominations for Deputy President? There's no further nominations, so I'll go down to the bottom here. I hereby close the nomination period for the office of Deputy President. And
more than one nomination for Senator.
At the close of the nomination, I advise that two nominations for the office of Deputy President have been received and accepted from the following councillors: Councillor Linda Balcombe and Councillor Frank Pesca. I will now call on the Chief Executive Officer to prepare and authorise the ballot papers for the election so the election can occur for the two candidates. Please write the number one in the square next to the name of the candidate you wish to vote for and place your completed ballot paper in the ballot box which is positioned on the centre table in front of the gallery, behind the gallery.
I'm going to go to the next one.
For a two-year term ending on at the 2025 local government elections. Congratulations, Councillor Belcom. I now invite Deputy President-elect Councillor Belcom to make her declaration of office in front of Mrs. Rainbow.
I, Councillor Linda Balcombe of 25 Key Crescent, Gingin, having been elected to the office of Deputy President of the Shire of Gingin, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the Local Government Rules of Conduct Regulations 2007.
Congratulations once again, Linda. And just so I can keep taking words in there, just before we finished. Margaret, can I just also once again thank you for coming over? I know you're a very, very busy lady over there, but we certainly appreciate you coming over to assist today. Thank you very much.
Can I also just like, I'd just like to thank the staff for the weekend and the job they did. I wasn't here on Saturday night, but I know some of the staff worked 15 or 16 hour day that day. Started at 8 o'clock in the morning, or prior to that probably. Half seven, thanks, Leanne. And didn't finish till past 10, 11 o'clock on the Saturday night. And then they were back here again on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, and I came in for a while. In and out of it on Sunday, but then I'm here for another 5 or 6 hours again on Sunday. So a fantastic effort to Aaron as well. He was here, but all the staff were here that those 2 days. So it's very commendable, and thank you very much for your assistance for helping out. Thank you.
I'd just like to welcome all the new councillors and thank everyone who voted for me to be Deputy Shire President and to the people that got me elected. I feel like this year we can work together as a team. There's a lot of diversity and we can get some good things done. So let's go for this year and see what we can achieve.
Thank you. Item 4 on the agenda is the allocation of council seating, probably the most important business we'll deal with today. So it's really up to councillors if you're happy where you're currently seated. You can leave it that, or if you've got a preference, you'd like to sit somewhere else. It doesn't get changed unless it's by majority, so whatever we do today will remain. Okay, so I've had one change. Councillor, you're happy? Councillor Wilkes, you're happy?
Will we have a screen each at some point, or is it just sort of...
No, we'll share one. Share, yeah, exactly. So, that probably can go a bit closer if you want. Mrs. Berg has just reminded us, you will get your own laptop, your own device at the next briefing session, so you will have your own screen if you want to use that one. Disclosure of interest, item 5. I haven't got any public question time. Response to public questions, please just take on notice. There are none. We go to public questions. Anyone in the gallery would like to ask a question?
Just one, could you please speak up? I'm dead.
Okay.
The question has to be looking at this second council member, asking in relation to something that's closed.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Katie from NRI from Gilderton. Congratulations to Linda and Lane and to the councillors elected. My question today comes to the council. Being that the voting did just take place recently and that the people you've just sworn yourselves in and in your sworn affirmations that you say that you're for the people and you listen for the people. The people clearly voted quite highly for Frank to be in a higher position. I would like, and also for change, I would like to know how council will show the people that there will be change, considering that you just did not listen to the voting numbers. That's my question to councillors. How are you going to show the people that you will change with the new councillors elected, considering that you just did not listen to the votes taking place?
My only comment is the votes taking place out on ballot day, on voting day, are totally irrelevant to what happens in here on the day when we elect the president and the deputy president. I take your point, but they're not relevant to each other. It's up to individual councillors to answer that question. I mean, I guess the proof will be in the pudding in 2 years' time. We obviously heard what was out there. We all swear our allegiance and our affirmation. If that's not enough, well then I guess we'd
we might be re-elected in a couple of years' time, 4 years' time, and then we can come up for election.
Okay, so we'll just watch to see what change takes place.
I guess it's a very difficult question to answer. I'm not sure how I can even answer it. I mean, it's one of those, it's very ambiguous. I mean, how can I give you an answer? I can't guarantee what other councillors are going to vote on and how they're going to vote, but we're here to listen to that. We're here for the whole show.
That's okay. I just would have thought that if there was a plan to make change, that a plan would be implemented, but that's okay, and I think it would be an answer.
Thank you. Yeah,
thanks, Mr. President, and congratulations to all. My question is elected or directed towards you, Emo, with respect to the locations and the residing locations of the new councillor forum, so to speak. If you can please answer with a yes or no, make it easy. With respect to the council residing locations, the change from 2021, where they resided, to 2023 is what I believe as follows. Upper Gingin coastal councillors residing in that area was 3, and now it's 2. Okay? Lower coastal had no change, it was 2 and remains at 2. The Gingin local area had 4, and still remains at 4. Gingin rural area had no representation in 2021, but now has 1. And they reside in the northeast of the Shire. So my question is, are those stats right with respect to where the people reside?
Thanks for the question. I guess the answer to the question is yes, from what you've stated. However, I will say that, you know, as councillors, we swear to be councillors for the whole district. So we don't do ward accounting, we don't do zone or locality accounting. So I guess the question, it's not irrelevant, but it's probably irrelevant for the purpose of what we're doing today. But yeah, you're correct. But we are councillors for the whole district, and that's what we swear to.
So my council for the whole district, not for the residing areas. So
exactly.
That's what I'm trying to get across there. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other questions? No, we'll move on. Petitions, we have none. Applications for leave absence, I think you've put any there?
No.
I have no more announcements. Unresolved business from previous meetings, there are none. Questions by members of which notes have been given. We can't have none. Reports, we move into reports. And item 12, Office of the CEO 12.1 is the appointment of members to the audit committee. We have made some changes with regards to the terms of reference to this. So last year, all councillors were on the audit committee, but after some discussion with after some training we've had done and consultation with the department, the advice is that we need to reduce those numbers, or they recommend that. We don't have to, but our standing orders now, our terms of reference now, stipulates we appoint 4 members to be members on the audit committee. So I'm calling for nominations. Councillor Stewart, Councillor Fisker, Councillor Williams.
I have a question. Nice question, Mr. Chairman. Is it a role of the audit committee to conduct the CEO performance review?
No. It's been taken out.
Thank you.
Sorry, Mr. President, just through you, I believe Council's intent is that it's going to look for an advisory group to do the CEO
performance review. It's not in the terms of reference?
No, it's still to be considered.
Yes, we'll decide. Now the Council will decide that when we get close there. So, I'd like to be on that one as well. Anyone else? So we've got Councillor Pesca, Councillor Stewart, Councillor Weeks, and myself. So Councillor Belton is happy to go as a deputy.
And Councillor Johnson had indicated that he would like to sit on that committee, so at the least a deputy.
Yes. So he wanted to be on the committee? He does have
He gave me a list of 3 committees that he wanted to be on, and the audit committee was not one of those.
Sorry. He's just requested that he participate on those committees, so if he gets...
So we get a vote. Someone's going to nominate him.
Correct.
And we get a vote.
Well, he'll come through as a vote by the board, but he has nominated himself to be on that.
All right.
He did inform us of what he wants to be on that.
I'm happy to consent to that if he wants to take my spot on that.
You're happy to have that spot?
Yeah.
Are you happy to be a deputy?
On the audit committee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a deputy fills in if a member can't be present?
Yeah.
And you still hold the same voting rights as the member when you fill in as deputy, so...
Yes, no.
So we've got councillor Weeks as the deputy, councillor Johnson.
And yourself, so...
Yeah, fine, fine.
I need a move and a second.
So I need a move and a second. Move councillor Bell. Second councillor Woods. Anyone opposed?
Hang on, sorry, just through the chair. That's not right. Johnson?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Why am I on the block? Oh, my apologies, I'm actually on the council desk at last. I'm on this. My apologies.
Okay, is anyone opposed? And it's carried. Just for, well, the public information, plus also something some would be aware, and also the new councillors, when we move motions and resolutions, we get a mover and a seconder. I'll then call for any opposition. If there's opposition, then we go into a debate procedure. And if there's no opposition, then it gets carried automatically. So, in other words, everyone's in favour. It's up to councillors to indicate if you wish to be opposed to a resolution or recommendation. But when I call for anything on the post, put your hand up and let me know, and then we'll go into a debate procedure where the mover of the resolution and the seconder of the resolution get to speak first, and then we go against and for until we finish the debate. Okay, so that's carried. Item 12.2 is appointment of members to council committees, advisory groups and working groups. And we've got a few of these to get through. And the agenda has, we'll just deal with one at a time, I think, and fill in the blanks and then get someone to move the recommendation when we finish. Okay, so the Bushfire Advisory Committee, BFAC, the current members on that was myself, Mr. Shire President and Councillor Pesca.
Move the change. Are you happy to be on, Mr. President?
Yeah, that's one that...
It's key role.
Okay, so you're happy to be the deputy?
Yes.
I won't ask for any opposition yet, because if we get to the end of the minute, just make an ashes if you want to sit on one of these and your name down, we can come back and visit that. Local Emergency Management Committee, it's generally the Shire President and the Deputy.
Good morning.
Happy to go there.
Thank you.
Aged Housing Care Service Provision Advisory Group. Councillor Belton, do you want to be on that one? Councillor Sorensen and Councillor Stewart.
Mr. President, this is another committee that Councillor Johnson indicated he would like to be on as well.
Okay. So you're nominating him?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll have to have a vote on that one. I'll have to ask the staff. How do you want to deal with it? Do you want to call these, the ones we're voting on, do you want to call them out and deal with it separately?
You can do, or you can take a show of hands and then include them in the main vote. You can take a show of hands on the individual one, or you can turn them out and deal with them separately.
Deal with them separately. I think we'll deal with them separately, so we'll call that one out. Have we got any volunteers for deputy members on that one? Okay, thank you. Councillor Pascoe.
Thank you, Mr. Wood.
Well, we're going to have one extra now, so we'll vote on that when you finish. So I'll pull that one out. Coastal Erosion Group.
Coastal Erosion Group.
Councillor Pascoe. Councillor Kestrel.
And this is the final one that Councillor Johnson indicated he'd like to be on.
Councillor Summers and Councillor Johnson and Councillor Weeks. Put your hand up.
Sure.
Anyone else?
I'm happy to do that.
Okay, so put Councillor Skilled as deputy. Thank you all for your attendance. Okay, so I have to pull that one out as well. We'll vote on that one. The Gilbert Caravan Park and Foreshore Development Advisory Group. Councillor Sorensen. Councillor Kestrel. Councillor Galpin. Councillor Weeks. I'm happy to be a deputy on that one.
Another deputy.
No deputy, we do need another one.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, please. Any others? Okay, we'll move on. Medical Facilities Advisory Group. Councillor Galpin. Councillor Woods. Councillor Kestrel. I'm happy to go on that. So I'm asking a couple of deputies for that one, or if someone wants to nominate, we can have a vote on that one as well.
Deputy.
Councillor Pascoe, deputy.
I'm happy to be a deputy.
No one else? The Planned Advisory Group. We've got five positions on this one and two deputies. I'll put my name down on that one. Councillor Kestrel. Councillor Sorensen. Councillor Weeks. Councillor Pascoe. Anyone else? Deputy. Councillor Galpin, Secretary Zilma, deputy. Councillor Woods, yeah. No one else, I'll nominate for you there. Reconciliation Action Plan Advisory Group. Current councillor was Councillor Johnson, I think, was. But that, I don't think he's been for the last couple of years. So.
Well, I don't know, he doesn't want to vote
over. He hasn't indicated to go on to that.
So, Councillor.
No.
So, Councillor Bell.
Can you explain? Oh, sorry. Can you explain the purpose of that particular
committee, please? Well, it's to deal with any issues that come out of the Reconciliation Action Plan with native title and claims, and sometimes they have meetings here. Just if they want to consult with us. We've got a plan in place. I've never sat on the committee, but maybe just...
Sorry, there was a brief explanation in the agenda. Basically, I think the purpose of the advisory group these days is to undertake an annual review of the Reconciliation Action Plan, which they're supposed to do. But I think that because there's been some internal reshuffling in the Indigenous representative group, they have been trying to get some information.
I don't quite know how to go for it, but I need to appoint someone. Councillor Wicks, have you got the deputy?
Yep.
The Waste Management Advisory Group. Councillor Johnson was on that one.
Yes, and he hasn't indicated that he wants to stay on.
I'll make a deal. Councillor Sorensen. Councillor Ponga.
Another one there?
Councillor Pearson. Anyone else? Deputy members? Councillor Bell. Councillor Stewart. Next one is the Gilbert Foreshore Development Working Group. Yes.
The difference between the previous one?
As a point of, yes, that's the same, it's the same. Pretty much a duplication, but they didn't meet, they discussed it. The Upper Coastal Sporting Facilities Working Group.
Yeah, I'll just cut one, get it.
Councillor Weeks.
Councillor Weeks. Councillor Kessel, you're on that one.
Yeah, that was when we reconvened it to do the thing again, so it's.
It's only as items come up.
It's only if items come up. Yeah, I'm happy to sit on it if, you know, if there's a spot. Councillor Kessel was on it before.
Yes.
Deputies? I'll make a, so then. Bell, and Councillor Bell. Okay, so.
Can we just go through?
Yes.
Through the chair, please make sure that the minute takers are able to.
Have you now ready to go?
Yes, we're just going to show them on the screen.
Yep.
Yep.
Sorry, just for the benefit of us, we don't have the printout, are we able to just scroll the screen?
We are about to do.
Oh, okay, absolutely.
So we'll just bear with the minute takers.
I'll start anyway.
Here we go. Well, you've got some of them. Yeah, some of them are better.
So, yes, so we have the chairs and we will just, we will bring the ones that we know.
Item three and item four.
I think there's a couple of them there.
No, there's only two.
Oh, I see, so I see.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, we're all through that one.
Okay, so let's just scroll down, so we've got item one, myself and Councillor Pearson's deputy, item two is local emergency management committee, myself and Councillor Woods, Age Housing Care Service Provision.
We're going to pull that out.
We're going to pull that one out, sorry, and four's out, so five. These are ones we're voting on, Gilbert Caravan Park Foreshore Development Advisory Group, Councillor Sorensen, Councillor Kessel, Councillor Bell, Councillor Weeks. Deputies is myself and Councillor Pesca, Medical and Fitness Facilities Advisory Group, it's Councillor Balcombe, Councillor Woods, Councillor Kestrel, and myself, and the deputy is Councillor Cure. Do we have another one?
Yeah, Pesca.
Councillor Pesca.
Mr. President, the number four.
Just let me fix this number six up.
Oh, yeah, right.
So, the deputy, second deputy. Okay. Medical facilities, yeah, that's right now then. Can we come back to four? We're not dealing with number four.
Oh, you might be able to deal with it. All I want to know is.
The way I have to address these.
Yeah.
So we're down to the plan advisory group. Councillor Houston, Councillor Kessel, Councillor Sorensen, Councillor Woods, Councillor Pesca. Deputies of Councillor Balcombe and Councillor Woods. Reconciliation Action Plan Advisory Group, Councillor Balcombe is the member and Councillor Weeks is the deputy. Waste Management Advisory Group, Councillor Sorensen, Councillor Pesca, Councillor Houston. And deputy members, Councillor Stewart, Councillor Balcombe. Guild and Foreshore Development Working Group is the same as the Guild of Caravan Park and Foreshore Development Advisory Group. Agricultural Sporting Facilities Working Group, Councillor Weeks, Councillor Pesca and Councillor Kestrel. And deputy members is myself and Councillor Bell.
Is that it?
Correct. And that was it.
So you have a problem on that?
So, do you have any comments on four?
Who were the nominees for number four? There was five nominees, was there?
Yes.
So they were, sorry?
Councillor Pesca, Councillor Kestrel, Councillor Sorensen, Councillor Johnson, Councillor Weeks.
Right, okay.
Councillor Johnson.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, so let's just deal with those. Take out number item three and four, will it? And will you renumber those?
We will renumber those.
Yeah. So five will become three, six will become four, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So is anyone opposed? So we need to move it, sorry. Move Councillor Goldman. Second Councillor Pesca, that.
Items 1, 2, whatever.
Yeah.
Item 1 to 9.
Yeah. Is anyone opposed? And that's carried.
I'm sorry, Mr. President, with the mover and second.
Now move Councillor Balcombe. Okay, so we'll go back and deal with item 3, which is the Aged Housing and Care Provision Advisory Group. And I've got four nominees. Councillor Bell, Councillor Sorensen, Councillor Stewart, Councillor Pesca. Councillor Weeks, you were happy to be a deputy, or you want to be included on the... I've got you in as a deputy, but do you want to be included in the ballot for the members?
No, that's fine. I'm happy to be deputy.
Deputy, okay. So we need to have a vote. Show of hands.
Yeah. You can, Mr. President, you can treat this as a resolution, so you can get four events if you wish, otherwise you can do a show of hands. And then do a resolution on the following
result. Okay, so all those, I'm going to do one each person one at a time. Councillor Bell, all those, you head up and support Councillor Bell. Councillor.
I didn't catch that. So we need to
Seven, yeah. So Councillor Stewart, Councillor Weeks, Councillor Sorensen, Councillor Bell, Councillor Buford, Councillor Pesca, and Councillor Stewart. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Right. So that's unanimous.
Yeah.
So Councillor Pesca then drops off and becomes the
Councillor.
Oh, sorry. No, this is 8,000.
Correct.
Councillor Johnson won on that one too.
Yes, he was.
That's
right.
That's what.
Okay.
He needs
the fill. We voted for him, yeah.
Thanks,
Chair. So we have to take a vote on
the one. We've skipped the four, I think. I thought we'd get on the four at the minute. We're definitely dealing with number three.
Yeah, that's right. 8,000. Okay, Councillor Johnson.
Who's in favour of Councillor Johnson?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So Councillor Sorensen, Councillor Wood, Councillor Kestrel, Councillor Balcombe, Councillor Fuster, so Councillor Johnson, Councillor Pesca. Oh, doesn't look like a four anyway, so. So Councillor Pesca and Councillor Weeks are the deputies.
So Councillor Johnson did not get elected for the community?
Yes, he did, yeah. 5 for 4, 5 for 3.
Who didn't get on that?
Councillor Pesca and Councillor Weeks. Councillor Pesca was the one that missed out.
Through the chair. Okay. Councillor Balcombe got 8 votes, Councillor Sorensen got 7, Councillor Stewart got 8,
And if councillor Johnson got, did you say five?
Yeah.
So then councillor Johnson wasn't elected.
Oh, I've only got three spots, haven't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only three spots, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Unless you can bring that, unless you're in an extra spot.
I'll put the next one first.
To just put him down as a deputy, Mr President, or whatever.
Are you happy to have him as a deputy?
Yeah.
And you'll drop off, is that your say?
Yes, or we can have three.
Or have three deputies?
Yeah.
Then we'll turn to the chairman.
I'll drop my other one.
Our deputies is fine. So yes, he can be another deputy.
Okay, so the three deputies, put councillor Johnson in as a deputy. So let's be clear, councillor Balfour, councillor Sorensen, councillor Stewart, and the members.
Correct.
I'm happy to drop out, I said I'd go for deputy because it was vacant, but if Johnson and Heskett dropping out into deputy, then I'm happy to vacate, but just.
We have a screen, that's right. Well, when we open the screen, it's four members.
It doesn't matter, you can stay there, it's deputy position, so it's three, it's just.
Screenshot Woods, is it?
Woods, yeah, it was Nicky, not Weeks.
It was Nicky Woods, right.
Okay, sorry, councillor Weeks.
Yeah, I'm lost.
I'll just lose on that.
We'll get to it.
Okay, so we've got three deputies and three members on that one. Coastal Erosion Advisory Group. We had five nominations for four positions. Councillor Pescia, councillor Kestrel, councillor Sorensen, councillor Johnson and councillor Weeks. And councillor Stewart was happy to go on as a deputy, so we've got one deputy. So one has to drop off that. So I'm going to take the votes. Councillor Pescia, all those in favour? One, two, three, four. So that's unanimous. Councillor Kestrel? One, two, three, five, seven. Is that right? Keep your hands up, yes.
I'm sorry.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Six? I was stretching.
Yeah. Councillor Sorensen?
Councillor.
Yeah, councillor Sorensen? Councillor Johnson? One, two, three, four, five. So that's, okay. Councillor Weeks? One, two, three. So that's unanimous, so. So councillor Sorensen, you drop off that one. There you go, deputy councillor Sorensen?
Yeah, that's good.
Do that. How'd you go, get all that?
Yes, so the next is Hicks, Kestrel, Sorensen and Johnson.
No. Pescia, Kestrel, Johnson and Weeks. No, you're right, and deputy members.
Yes, Johnson, councillor Stewart.
And Johnson.
All right, so there's those next two, so there's the second part of this recommendation or another recommendation that these two groups be appointed as listed. We'll get up on the screen.
Yeah, we're going to get more first.
You've got four there, we need another three.
We've got them as two separate pages at the moment.
Okay, so we'll move on to three, and we'll move on four as this to the agenda.
Who's item three?
Right there.
There it is. So item three is there on the screen now. Anyone opposed? That's carried. Oh, sorry. Councillor Balfour.
Frank's taking over from Frank.
Councillor Pescia.
Just making sure we get to there somewhere.
No one's opposed and it's carried. We go to item four, then a mover and a seconder. Then Councillor Stewart. Councillor Pescia.
Anyone opposed? And that's carried. Thank you. That's a bit done. Item 4.3 is the appointment of council representatives to external bodies. First one is the Ginger Committee Resource Centre Meeting Committee. Last year's reps were Councillor Balcombe and Councillor Rule. Councillor Balcombe, have you been up that one?
I'm not nominating you as the deputy.
Oh, she's sick. Wait there.
We obviously don't get some block, Mr. President, right?
If we can, if there's any voting to be done, we'll pull them out probably. Okay, so that one's, everyone's happy with that? If not, just let me know and I'll have a vote. The Ginger District High School Board. Thank you. Councillor Woods. Deputy. Councillor Kessel, excuse me.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
Yes. I've been there and done that on that committee years ago. I got deputy. I think I might want to go on there as a deputy.
Or the school.
Ginger District High School Board.
I have a feeling that Blaine Butler.
No, Nikki's going to be the member, but they're looking for a deputy, but.
Oh, yeah, but.
Okay, put me down as a deputy, I have. You make sure you don't miss a meeting. I'll go to any five, you know.
Number three, the Ginger Brook Catchment Group.
Nominate you, Blaine.
They've got to change your name, haven't they?
That was there.
That's a new name?
That's a new name.
I thought we'd welcome this one, I thought we'd. Yeah, Councillor Sorrens.
I thought we did too.
Councillor Sorrens.
You did.
Councillor Sorrens has put his hand up, deputy. We are being recorded, just a reminder, councillors, we are being recorded, so you must be careful with your comments. Deputy member, Virginia Brook Catchment Group. I don't know. Only meeting every 3 or 4 months, I think, but I'm not sure. Councillor Bell. Have you, Councillor Bell?
Yes, I'm happy to be the deputy.
Item 4 is the Lansing Community Resource Centre Management Committee. Councillor Weeks, put your hand up very quickly. Councillor Peskin, are you happy to deputise for it?
Yes, Mr. President.
Regional Development Assessment Panel, so the JDAP. Regional Development Assessment Panel, and it's not the JDAP. So we need two members. Councillor Johnson was a member. And Councillor Balcombe, are you happy to go? This one, for those that unaware, the Regional Development Assessment Panel deals with any planning applications mainly. I think it's about all planning. And over the value of $5 million.
Yes, and I think if it's an application for more than 3,000, they can elect to be dropped by JDAP rather than the show.
Then $3 million.
So 3,000. So members of the public or developers can apply to have any application or up to a certain value dealt with the development assessment panel. We have two members on the panel and the state has three members. So it's taken a lot of the decisions are actually taken out of our hands. So things like Ingham's chicken farm was dealt with under the JDAP. The composting facility on Military Road or Stock Military Road was done by council, was done by the JDAP. We have, as I said, we have two members on there, and our staff actually do the reports for the JDAP. But to be on that member panel, you have to actually do a course
and be accepted
by the minister. So we've currently got Councillor Johnson and Councillor Balcombe, and if they're happy to do it, I suppose.
Councillor Johnson.
But it would be good to get some others. I think he would be happy to.
Yeah, I reckon, because he wasn't passionate.
I think he would be. It wasn't mentioned, but because he's already done the training, we would actually have a vacancy. Should we actually get an application, we'd only have one member be able to sit if he withdraws. So
So if I could just add to that, so the JDAC appointments are actually current until the 24th of January. That's when that committee ends. They have asked us for nominations, but given that we have two councillors on council who have already done the training, in reality, we're probably best off seeking two new deputy members.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I was.
And those deputies are going to be trained as well?
Correct.
Right, and so therefore we've covered, I was just worried about the covering.
Was that the thing, if you don't turn up?
So does anyone else like to sit on the JDAC, of course, councillor Stewart? As a deputy, councillor Sonji, put your hand up, councillor Kessel, put his hand up.
Councillor Kessel, give my name, Joe.
No, I'll pull it down then if you've got none. So.
Okay, so.
You put your.
Councillor Sonji.
Yeah, I'll pull it down unless a vacancy comes on later on, or put it back up again.
Okay, so at this stage, what's the date, 24th of January?
24th of January, the appointments will be made if necessary, but Mr President, they will probably treat these as our nominations.
So the members of councillor Duffy, councillor Johnson, and the alternate members, councillor Stewart, councillor Sonji. Happy with that?
Yeah.
West Australian Local Government Association, Evan Little Country Zone member, councillor Belton, was it?
I was, but I feel like someone else could do that better than me.
We need to be represented, but yeah, sometimes a meeting can drag on a bit. Councillor Stewart, you happy to?
Yeah, Paul Walker, yeah.
It's actually not Paul Walker. It's the country zone, is this meeting, so it's a zone that then represents and the chair takes the decision to go back to Walker.
Yeah, I meant for the advisory committee, sorry.
Right, okay.
And so I missed the advisory committee.
Or is this the role one or the role?
Yeah, the other midline.
Yes, that's a member, so you actually get, you, as a member, you get to go to the meeting and vote on behalf of the Ginger, so you represent Ginger at the Adamant Ward meetings, so that includes, well, name the tenants for me, Walmart Hills, Victoria Plains, Laura.
TJ, Darren.
Norman.
Yeah, Darren.
So it's a pretty big area, and all those councils meet once every 3 months.
Every quarter?
Every quarter.
Quarter, anyway.
Yeah. And just discuss regional issues mainly, and then you get the vote on that, and then that resolution then goes to Walga, to the executive at Walga. So it's the way of having input. Deputy member? Councillor Sorensen? And item 7 is the Wheatbelt North Regional Road Group, Morris Subgroup. I think I mentioned a few weeks ago, this has caught up a little bit. It's pretty important we have someone on that that's, you know, I guess it's not difficult, but there's a bit of a reading involved. Just for new councillors, what that's about is we belong to the Wheatbelt North Regional Road Group, which is an area pretty much north of Grayson Highway. Some councils, I think, south of Grayson Highway, they become Wheatbelt South, but in that zone we've actually got our own subgroup which we belong to, which is the Mora subgroup. So there's us, Dandaragon, Big Plains, Mora, Delwallinu and Morgan Hills sit on that. And it's to distribute funds come out of the federal government and state government. So the state and now the federal's, it's this big bucket of money, and it's a lot of money. It goes to Wheatbelt North and the Wheatbelt South regional road groups, and then that gets divvied up between the subgroups, and it's our role then to divvy it up between the individual councils. Now, most of it's been done on a multi-criteria assessment. In other words, Vanessa attends the meetings. Her and the staff do all the, well, pretty much all the work, do all the data input, so on traffic counts, types of traffic, regional road importance. What else was there? This
Roads 2040. Has to be Roads 2040.
Roads 2040, so it has to be identified as significant regional roads. It's not your sub roads or your small roads. It's regional stuff. But there is a lot of money there, and they also distribute the black spot funding. So there's a funding pool for black spot funding and commodity route funding. It's
It is pretty complex. I sat on it for the last 3 or 4 years. I'm a deputy for Mora, because at the moment the Mora subgroup president also chairs the Wheatbelt North regional group. So they had to put a proxy in or a member from Mora, so I actually fill in as a deputy there. So I'm happy to do it again, but if someone else really wants to get involved and have a crack at it, I'm more than happy to step aside. And I think Councillor Sorensen, you were the deputy last year. Yeah.
Can a deputy go along to observe, to learn the process?
Yep.
On that note, I'm quite happy to be a deputy.
Okay. I'm happy to do it.
I think it's a very important.
Yeah, it's one of the most, that's where we get our funding from for our roads.
Councillor Kessel, yeah, like for instance, Cowell Road was pretty much done 90%, paid for 90% by regional road group funding. Orange Springs, South, because it's the line haul route, that was all done through through that group, and most of the funding was provided.
So, Orange Springs was secondary freight funding?
Yes.
Cowell was regional road group funding?
Sorry, yeah.
Yep.
And then Moorabbany Road is currently
regional,
done.
Regional road group.
Regional road group. Yeah. There's a couple of different buckets of money, but it is quite complex, isn't it? It's, I've only just started to get my head around it every other couple of years. And data input is really important, and Vanessa's really good at it. So, all right. So, Councillor Kestrel, do we have any there we have to vote on? We do.
No.
So, can we just go back through those and confirm those?
Just doing that. Right now. Yeah.
Okay, so Gingin Community Resource Centre Management Committee, Councillor Belton, Councillor Woods as a deputy, Gingin High School Board, Councillor Woods, second deputy, Councillor Kestrel, Gingerbrook Catchment Group, Councillor Sorensen, Councillor Belton, Lanson Community Resource Centre, Councillor Weeks and Councillor Pesker as a deputy, Regional Development Assessment Panel, Councillor Belton and Councillor Johnson as primary members, and Councillor Stewart and Councillor Sorensen as the alternate members, and they'll have to do their training. Six is the Wellba Avenue Middle of the Country Zone, Councillor Stewart and Councillor Sorensen as a deputy. Wheatbelt North Regional Road Group, Mora Subgroup, myself and Councillor Kessel as the deputy. That's it. Can I get a move in a second? And Councillor Belton and Councillor Sorensen. Is anyone opposed? And that's carried. Councillor Kessel, question?
Yeah, just a question. If council thought or councillors thought they may have a need for another committee down the track, is the process just to bring that idea to council and then it can still be dealt with? It doesn't have to be dealt with at this time every 2 years, does it? So, If councillors thought they had a need for another committee, they can bring it at any time. No worries, thank you.
Probably for the new councillors, that would generally be done in the first instance by a request to the staff to do a briefing paper for a discussion at a briefing session, so an informal discussion. And then if there's a consensus out of that, and we don't make decisions at briefing sessions, we just discuss the concept basically. And if there's a consensus that we need to take it further to the next step, then the relevant staff will then prepare an agenda item to bring it back as a formal agenda item, and then it'll be debated and discussed and decided on it at the council meeting. So that's what our briefing sessions really are for, is brainstorming, I suppose, what we call that. But certainly we try to refrain from having too much discussion and too much debate, because the debate is really supposed to be held within the council chamber on ordinary meeting day, so we don't make decisions. I like to think I'm pretty strong on that. We don't want to be in a state, because they're confidential sessions, we don't want to get to a state where we're making decisions in a confidential session where the public haven't got a chance to listen to what we're deciding. So that's why we do it. We've got to be very careful when it comes to briefing sessions. Okay, we move on to reports. Corporate community services, there are none. Rec services, there are none. Operations and assets, there are none. Motion, which previous notes have been given, there are none. Council's official report, so I don't think we've probably got any. New business of an urgent nature. nothing matters which meeting may be closed to the public, there's nothing. Before I do close the meeting, I just want to urge all, especially the new councillors, but all other, it's also good for existing councillors. Don't forget, prior to the next briefing session, in the morning, we've got Stephen Tweedy coming up to do some training. It's a pretty important training session because he's really good to listen to, and he's got a real broad knowledge of the local government action and what councillors' roles are. That's really probably what he's going to focus in, I think, on that day. It's the roles of councillors. So I encourage you all to attend. I think it starts at 8 o'clock from memory. You'll be notified anyway. But
that's Wednesday, Wednesday week.
Tuesday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
It's actually the November Council meeting day, 21st.
Oh, sorry.
I think November is a very good session. The new councillors then get issued with their laptops to get their new official portraits taken, and they get their department overview.
Sorry.
And that sort of stuff.
Right, so I got it wrong. So the training will be prior to the next council meeting on the 21st. Next briefing session. Which is the 7th, yeah, 7th.
No.
8th, sorry, 8th, because it's a Wednesday, because it's Melbourne Cup Day. So we have the briefing session on the Wednesday. We'll be done, so that's when you get your laptops, and there's a bit more discussion on. I think Aaron will walk everyone through, probably the office and the depot, and familiarise with councillors. Plus, is that the day we do photos? Councillors' formal photos. So I guess on that day, yes, formal attire is requested that day. Generally, briefing session day, we've got sort of a dress standard, I guess it's fair to say. We expect formal attire for council meeting days, but briefing sessions, it's
you wear your ginger shirt.
You get a polo shirt, which is fine. It's fine for briefing. Unless you've got deputations, or we've got ministers, deputations or members of parliament or dignitaries, then we might change that, but generally it's pretty casual on briefing session days.
Mr. Chair, might I just a reminder of communicating with staff, etc., for the new councillors? Just maybe a quick reminder.
Do you
want
to do that?
I'm happy if you
would
have. Oh, Jesus! You do that to me all the time.
Sorry, I'll stop.
You can do that. Yep. Yeah, but obviously. I'll declare the meeting closed, but I will just mention